Let's get some extremely local news from Black Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey, good morning, sir. There's some good news for Edgewater residents and the Broadway Armory today, isn't there?
Hey, Bob. Yes, good morning. The Broadway Armory, huge building in the Edgewater community. It's on 5917 North Broadway. It's been being used as a senior center for a while now, but there just got word this week that there were $2 million set aside by the federal government to put in an indoor pool there. It will be a park district run pool open to everyone in the entire neighborhood, anyone that can get there. So, one of the things they're going to host is lifeguard training, which was a big topic last summer when no one in the country could get enough lifeguards, especially Chicago, which had to close some beaches as well as up and down the lakefront as well in Evanston. So good news for that. It could take a couple years to get all this locked down. They say it's going to be a $10 million project overall. So $2 million gets them started, but it doesn't get them all the way. But more pools coming to Chicago. I know the kids in the summer and year round will be happy to hear that.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people very unhappy about the big downtown restaurant closing up on Grand Avenue. And this place, they've been there, 20 years, something like
that? Yeah, Rock Bottom Brewery, right on the corner of State and Grand. Been there 20 years. And of note, because, it was really on the leading edge of craft breweries coming just to Chicago and all around the country. You could go there and it wasn't just Bud Light and Coors Light. They had their own brews. They had about 10 or 15 different varieties. So yeah, it was really one of those places that it ushered in an era of there's craft breweries on just about every corner. But Rock Bottom is closing. They closed abruptly on Sunday night. Basically, they said they just never really recovered from the pandemic, with so many fewer people downtown for happy hour, for lunch, for all of that. They just couldn't make it meet. They've got some locations in the suburbs that are still open, but yes, goodbye to Rock Bottom Brewery. It's a really huge old building down there as well, so we'll be definitely watching to see what moves in there. They've got a rooftop deck. They've got a beautiful second floor that hosted events, but it won't be a brewery, at least for now, certainly not Rock Bottom.
Yeah, but a huge prime piece of real estate for sure. And tell us about the High Ridge Y renovation.
Yeah, I believe we talked about this last year when the High Ridge Y shut down the YMCA. They said they couldn't afford just the upkeep on the building. This is at 2E and Western, roughly, in the West Ridge neighborhood. They were granted a break here. Some more federal funding is coming. Representative Jan Schakowsky said she lined up nearly $4 million to reopen the High Ridge Y. Most of it's going to go to just renovating it. The building was really falling into disrepair. It's been used for housing migrants recently. They've turned it into a bit of a shelter for the last couple months. But $4 million will go a long way to getting it back open. The YMCA was sad to close it, but they've got a bunch of these buildings where if they can't get money to maintain them, they've been closing them. But this one in West Ridge, we don't have a date for when it will reopen, but I know lots of people in the neighborhood used it for daycare. It also had a swimming pool and just kind of a staple of the neighborhood right there in Toohey. So that's good news for them. Jan Schakowsky is the hero in the story, bringing home some money from the federal budget that just got passed.
Yeah, always good to get the money from the government for us here in this area. BlockClubChicago.org for more. Thanks, Seamus. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. You too.